Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to this local radio station for the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Today, I have something about the American Constitution from Catherine K. Graven as we count down the days now to the 4th of July. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in Valentine and Cherry County. Lots of things to do. A trip down the river, maybe go see Fort Falls, Smith Falls, Snake Falls, Berry Falls, any of those waterfalls that we have. Yep, we do have waterfalls right here in the Valentine area, believe it or not. And you can do some great bird watching as well with the Valentine Wildlife Refuge. Lots of other areas to get see some of those 400 species of birds from the Sandhills. So check it out. Visit Valentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They offer so much: ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, and a lot more. There's no need to roam for information. You can get it all from Tri-State Livestock News. So go to TSLN.com today, get your subscription ordered, or give it to someone you know who would love to receive it as a gift. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Written by Catherine K. Graven, I am the American Constitution, as we are in this Honor America period. I am the American Constitution. Do you know my name? There is not to be a substitution. I am not to be changed. I am the American Constitution. I do not waver in what I preach. For common men are my leaders. It is God's wisdom that I speak. I am the American Constitution. For my people, I am here to protect and serve the ones who are weak among the government, but through me, they can still be heard. I am the American Constitution. I was blessed with a soul of my own. I was born from a bloody revolution, making my people's demands known. I am the American Constitution. My life is ending. My words are being ignored. There is a government revolution. Satan himself is knocking at my door. I am the American Constitution, and my name is being marred in the grips of unlawful persecution because a government wants me disbarred. I am the American Constitution. My father spoke of being free. Children, get to know my contributions. Your voice is the only thing protecting me. If I am sent to my execution, where will that lead my country's soul? For I am the American Constitution that keeps Americans' government under control. Written by Catherine K. Graven on the Good Stuff.
Very good. Okay, now this is a piece. This should end all three bear stories. This should cover them all. Baby Bear goes downstairs and sits in his small chair at the table. He looks into his small bowl. It is empty. Who's been eating my porridge? He squeaks. Papa Bear arrives at the big table and sits in his big chair. He looks into his big bowl and it is also empty. Who's been eating my porridge? He roars. Mama Bear puts her head through the serving hatch from the kitchen and yells, "For Pete's sake, how many times do we have to go through this with you all?" It was Mama Bear who got up first. It was Mama Bear who woke everyone else up. It was Mama Bear who made the coffee. It was Mama Bear who unloaded the dishwasher from last night and put everything away. It was Mama Bear who went out in the early cold air to fetch the newspaper. It was Mama Bear who set the table. It was Mama Bear who put the cat out, cleaned the litter box, and filled the cat's water and food dish. And now that you've decided to drag your sorry bear bottoms downstairs and grace Mama Bear's kitchen with your grumpy presence, listen good, because I'm only going to say it one more time. I haven't made the stinking porridge yet.
If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy,
right? That's right.
Kim, I have just a few more of those little golf funny one-liners. I thought I'd share those, and then I'll let you wrap up the program.
Okay.
Golf is by far the ultimate love-hate relationship. Sometimes it seems as though your cup runneth and moveth over. It takes longer to learn good golf than it does brain surgery. On the other hand, you seldom get to ride around on a cart, drink beer, eat hot dogs while performing brain surgery. And a good drive on the 18th hole has stopped many a golfer from giving up the game entirely. So a few golf stories, little tidbits there for you, sent in by Tony Bullitt.
We're going to wrap it up with elephants and grandchildren never forget. So don't forget that. Thank you to everyone who listens to the Good Stuff on Wheatland, Wyoming, KYCN 1340 AM, Kickin' Country, and Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, KNEB 960 AM, 100.3 FM, your trusted voice. And you've been listening to the Good Stuff.